The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello again, everyone, to this edition of Happy Hour. Lovely to be with you and to see your faces on Zoom. How wonderful. So I would like to talk a little bit tonight before the guided meditation about the topic of restlessness and worry. Worry, anyone that engages in worry? Of course. <it's... laughs> Yeah. I see thumbs up for you voting. Yeah, absolutely. We all worry. So I want to say a little bit about worry. So worry doesn't help. And there is a well-known saying that worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but gets you nowhere. Right? It gives you something to do, but it gets you nowhere. So it feels active. It feels like we're somehow managing what frightens us, this thing in the future. But worry, in truth, is a kind of mental rehearsal for suffering. It drains our energy without changing the future. And the Buddha spoke directly about this in the Salata Sutta, the arrow discourse. You've probably heard of the two arrows. So he said that when an ordinary person is touched by pain, they sorrow, grieve, and lament. And thereby, they're struck by two arrows. The first arrow of physical or situational pain, and the second arrow is the mental anguish. So worry is like the second arrow. It's optional suffering that we add to what's already happening. So we have options when we notice worry arising. We have options. One is to pause, sense the body, notice what's happening in the body, in the mind, really becoming aware. Awareness is really the first step. Otherwise, we're going to spend so many cycles in the rocking chair, and somehow it feels calming and soothing, but it's not. It creates more anguish, of course. So noticing what is happening in the body, in the mind, and we can not scold ourselves for worrying. That doesn't help. That's like adding more salt to the wound. But we can bring loving kindness. We can bring care to this anxious heart that's really wasting a lot of cycles and getting our cortisol up and our glucose up and many mental and health risks of incessant worrying. So two things I want to offer tonight. One is, of course, metta. Care, calm, soothing. May I be safe. May I be held in kindness. May I trust what unfolds. So metta plus trust. And this is the second thing I want to lean into tonight. And that is, the idea of trust here is not trusting that everything is going to work out, but trust as a natural companion to metta, that trust that we trust in our capacity to meet whatever comes. Because if we can meet this moment right here, right now, with stability, with care, with kindness, trusting that when the future moment becomes the present moment, it will unfold. It will unfold and we will meet it. We'll meet it with what we are cultivating right now. We're cultivating stability and kindness, non-reactivity. And when the future moment becomes the present moment, trust that we'll find a way to meet it. We'll find resources that we don't realize we have right now. And the situation will unfold as it needs to. So trusting, the sense of trust can really let the heart release. There is a sense of kindness. There is a metta in the trust that we can offer ourselves. So So maybe with that, we'd like to invite us to meditate together and see how we can bring a sense of trust in the unfolding. Things will unfold exactly as they need to unfold, trusting that we'll have kindness and presence and non-reactivity as we cultivate kindness, non-reactivity, and metta in this moment. So with that, let's land. Let's land into our posture. If you need to shift and move to get into your meditation posture. And allowing ourselves to sit or stand or lie, whatever posture is appropriate for you right now. The sense of integrity, dignity. Landing in the body. Allowing ourselves to feel our sit bones on the chair, on the cushion. Points of contact. Our base stably on this earth. And as thoughts arise, let them pass. I'm taking a few minutes at the beginning of this practice just to settle and arrive in the body. Feeling the touch points, the sit bones, our feet, our legs, connected to the earth. Our hands touching one another, our lap, and landing in our body. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. Connecting with the breath, let the breath move in and out. However it wants to move in and out. And as we are sitting, feeling our body being breathed, in breath and out breath, received, relaxing and receiving the breath, sensations of the breath in the belly. Feeling our bodies relaxing, softening, landing. In a space, in a container of care, metta, as if we are held. Same way that we were talking at the beginning of this session, before we started the recording about rain. So many places receiving rain. As if metta was this rain. We're receiving rain. When it's rainy, this moisture, the air, the earth feels moisturized. As if our body is the earth receiving metta from the universe. All around us, care available. So many interactions we have, so many ways, seen and unseen. Allowing our heart, our body, our mind. To feel like earth receiving rain, receiving care, nutriment, being moistened by metta, by friendliness, by care, goodwill. Perhaps remembering a smile or some kindness, some gesture of kindness. Allowing ourselves to relax and receive, feel, care. If this metaphor is a stretch for you, see what works for you. Maybe you feel yourself, you see yourself wrapped in a blanket, receiving care, or whatever metaphor works for you. And if it helps to put a hand on your chest, maybe one on the belly, feeling your own care, your own friendliness. See what works for you. Feeling held in metta all around us or our own. May I feel the goodness, the care that I'm held with, seen or unseen. Near and far. May I know that I'm held in a network, in a web of care. May I hold myself with care, with kindness. Now I'd like to invite you, if you would, bring to mind something that has been perhaps a source of worry, maybe not number 10, but maybe 4, 3, 4, or 5. Maybe worrying about how that conversation will go, or that thing will go, or and as it's conjured up, holding ourselves with care again. Oh, sweetheart, sweetheart. It's okay. I'm okay in this moment. In this moment, may I hold myself with care? May I not judge myself for this worry? May I not add a third arrow to the top of the second arrow of worry? On top of the first arrow of this issue, may I trust? May I trust? May I have full trust in my body, in my heart, in my sit bones? That things will unfold according to a lawful nature. Trust that I can show up with kindness as much as possible, as much as is available to me, with wisdom as much as is possible. That I don't hold 100% responsibility. It's not all on my shoulders. There are so many causes and conditions which we lead to whatever I'm worrying about. Mine is one part of it, one piece of it. Trust that as I hold myself with care right now, in this moment, with compassion, with tenderness, feeling my own stability, and letting go in this moment, just for a second, if I can, letting go of attachment to outcome. Just trying it out for size. What if I let go to attachment for outcome for just 1 second? It will unfold however it needs to unfold. It's okay. Can I show up right here in this moment with stability, care, compassion, and letting go? Transforming the habit pattern of worry in just this moment, just a little bit. Undoing the habit pattern with trust, with kindness, with letting go. Wishing myself and all other beings who might be entangled in this issue well. May we all be well. May we all have ease. May we all trust in our goodness, kindness, and be connected, well-rooted to our capacity for care and letting go. Inviting ourselves to be deeply rooted and connected to our sit bones, our breath, the seat of our stability, kindness for ourselves, spaciousness in the heart. Sitting like a mountain. Tall, stable, our heart moistened with metta like the rain. May I meet myself with kindness. May I meet others with kindness. May I meet myself in this moment right here with kindness. May I meet this moment with grace. As we bring this practice meditation to close together, however it was or wasn't, offering ourselves kindness, grace, forgiveness, a smile, appreciation, gratitude. Yay, you showed up. And may our practice be a cause and condition for our own waking up, as well as all beings everywhere. So everyone, thanks for your practice. It's so nice to sit together. So the arc of our practice today was settling first with the body and the breath, and then moistening the heart with metta for ourselves. And then I invited you to consider perhaps something that's been a source of worry for you to connect with, as that was the topic of the Dharmet, for those of you who might have joined late and missed it. And then to see if we can meet, first of all, ourselves not with judgment, but with care and metta, appreciating that we are adding yet a third arrow to the top of, you know, a third, if we're judging ourselves, to the arrow of the second arrow of worry, etc. And also an invitation that I had was to see if we could lean into the trust in this moment and letting go of the outcome for just a millisecond. Because if we can't let go of outcome, again, we are going to do our best. There's this saying in Farsi that put your trust in God and yet tie your camel. So the idea is you do your best. You don't just say, oh, yeah, my camel is going to be fine. But you do your best, and yet you put your trust in causes and conditions. It will unfold as it will unfold. So the invitation was to see if we could do that for just a millisecond to unhook the habit of worry, the habit of, oh, this all rests on me and what I do, and just to let to un unloosen that a little bit by letting go. Whew, to see how the heart feels as we let go of outcome. Again, we can bring it all back the next second, but just to see what happens if we let go and feel into the trust that because even if for a millisecond we can let go of this heavy cloak of worry, and it should be this way, and it's all rests on my shoulders. If we feel the lightness of it's okay, there is some freedom that can come in, that can guide us into non-attachment, into freedom, into ease, into meeting the moment without worrying. So that was an invitation. I hope you try that on for size, and I would be very interested to see how that might have worked for you. So the invitation now is for us to explore together in breakout rooms, to share our practice, what happened, what did we notice, what came up. And again, as always, to take care of ourselves, to take care of each other, offering a nugget. How was this practice? And there's no right or wrong. And we're really speaking for our own benefit, not to educate, not to advice. We're just exploring, and other two human beings are holding silent, caring, compassionate presence. In fact, mute yourself if you're not talking. Just let the person who's speaking be unmuted. And then when your turn comes, unmute, and then let the other two people mute. And then offer one nugget, a short nugget. Make sure the everyone has chance to speak, and you go round and round a few times, hopefully. So keep your reflections. If you have three things to say, say one of them, and then wait for the next rounds. So be kind, take care of yourselves, take care of one another. Let's go in alphabetical order according to first name. And I'm going to open the breakout rooms. Take good care of one another. Here we go. Welcome back, everyone. I see some smiles, which is always sweet to see smiles after you come out of rooms talking with one another. We have some time for reflections, questions. How was this for you? What did you notice either during the practice or during the speaking with one another? And if you raise your Zoom hand, then I can see you. You can also put see in chat if you prefer that. I will open chat just in case. There we go. Christine, I see your hand.
Thank you, Nikki. It was a great, it was really good hearing you tonight. And I was sharing in my group, I've been coming here now, just had my 3-year birthday with you all. And I remember when I first came through, when I first came here, I was full of worry. But you know, listening to you, all these, you know, and all the different teachers, you know what? I'm just not so much like that anymore. And I love Mondays. That's what I was sharing with my group. I just love Mondays, you know. It's a great way to start. And you know, the gals that I was with tonight, they just bring me so much joy, so much love. So just so grateful to have this space with all of you. And thank you, Nikki, for all you do.
Oh, thank you so much, Christine. Oh, just it's made my heart so happy, and I see all the hearts in on Zoom bursting. It's so sweet, so sweet. Thank you. Oh yeah, thanks so much for sharing your practice. Wow, 3-year anniversary, and it's amazing, right? It's incredible how this happy hour, this coming as you have been coming regularly, how it transforms. Us, you. It's wow, it brings me so much joy. Thanks so much for sharing. Oh, I'm so happy. I feel so much mudita for your practice. Just wow, you made my day. Oh, so sweet. Okay, next person. Your name on the screen says iPhone. So if you want to say your name, that'd be lovely.
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry. I'm iPhone tonight. This is Serena.
Hi, Serena. I didn't recognize you.
iPhone tonight. So, I've been having a really strong desire to have more equanimity in my life lately. You know, you know, some time ago, I decided that my purpose in life to be was to be a powerful, courageous woman who stands for world peace. And I was thinking, there's no way I can live out my purpose in life if I don't have more equanimity, you know? Because if I'm hating the people that are doing things that I don't like and I think they're bad for us, that's not equanimity. And there's no peace there. So it's like I need to go back to the drawing board, you know? And it's like, you know, if I really want to live a little tiny amount of that intention, I need to have more equanimity in my life. So
Yeah.
it was really kind of a major kind of shake up.
Woo, I hear it.
Thank you.
Thank you. I hear woo. It actually I feel the transmission, the wow, the oh, if I want to have more peace in the world, that is my intention to be to be ambassador, a beacon of peace. And if I don't have peace, internal peace, if I'm hating the people who are doing these things that I want to have peace about in the world, they're like, wait a minute. Like, wow. Peace has to start within. I have to hold the peace within. I have to hold it inside me. Just as Gandhi has said, be the peace you want to bring into the world. And that you're experiencing that, this aha moment, you so beautifully shared this, really transmitted this into the space. Thank you. Thank you. May you have peace. May you have peace, internal peace, to share it to like a candle to shine it outwards to the future and the world you want to be a part of. Yeah. Ah, thank you. Beautiful. Thanks so much. Belle, please.
Hi, I just want to say, Nikki, I miss you a lot. I miss your voice so much. And thank you so much for bringing up this topic about worrying. It's like very much needed for me right now. I've been really anxious because of not very ideal things happen in my workplace. And I know that I spiral into things that trigger my anxiety a lot. And even when I'm meditating, sometimes it's really hard to just stop my mind from running through all the things and stories. And it feels so nice that I have 5 minutes of absolutely nothing in my brain, but just restfulness and peace. It feels so great. I just want to say thank you. I don't even remember when was the last time I have 5 minutes of not worrying about anything.
Oh, thank you, Belle. So wonderful, so sweet. Thank you for your practice report. It brings me so much joy, and I want to reflect back the feeling of trust that yes, this is possible for you. Not just 5 minutes, right? To extend this, and here it is. Nothing special. You just did a meditation for, I don't know, 20 minutes or something tonight. And that this capacity is within you. Your heart, your mind knows how to do this. And by doing it repeatedly, more and more, these new grooves in your habit patterns, the new grooves will be created and undoing these old grooves. So yay. So keep on. This is recorded. You can listen to the guided meditation again. Keep on. Yay. May you have peace. May you undo the habit patterns of worry. One moment at a time. One letting go at a time. Beautiful. Thanks so much, Bella. And I'm so appreciating all the hearts also going off as you shared your practice report. It's very sweet. Oh, Claire.
Hi there. Great to
Hey,
see you.
thank you.
Glad
Great to
you
see
enjoyed your trips, though.
you.
So,
Many re many retreats, and I see more familiar faces actually, who people who are on retreats. I see Jesse too, who was on retreat a couple of weeks
I
ago.
used to travel around the country a lot in my work, and it's a wonderful experience, actually. I mean, this country is so fabulous. But in any event, I just wanted to share a quick story about the benefits to us of not worrying, okay? I have a huge tax item due on Wednesday. And to get prepared, I started preparing for it close to a year ago. And I hired a new accountant. And he's retired and he was slow to respond along the way, but I figured he was retired, so I could live with that. And I was told he was very good. So lo and behold, we're getting down to the wire. I couldn't reach him. And I was going crazy. And I just persisted. I think part of my story is that even though I may be worried, sitting worry with the worry is not a very effective solution. If I'm worried, could take an action too. So I did. Okay. And I still didn't get them until about 3 days ago. When I did get them, and my reaction when I've gotten that much worry built up in me is to get angry at you. Because I've been suffering for all this time and it's sitting there. But because of this practice, I didn't lose my temper. I didn't say anything unkind or untoward.
I see.
And I ended up so glad that I didn't, because the reason he didn't answer me was that he was in the hospital for cancer treatment, and he's dying of cancer. And if I had blown up at him, I would have felt about this high. But it was all this practice and the learning that I've gotten to keep it to myself until I know what's really going on. Because sometimes we don't know what we think we know what's going on, but that's not what is really happening. And it's because of you guys. And it was just so beautiful because everything went really smoothly and we're all fine and everything's getting done. But you understand how I felt.
Yes, absolutely,
I
Claire.
just sat there going,
Oh
oh my
my
God.
God. Oh, absolutely. Thank you for not adding more suffering to the world, right?
Exactly.
Both to his and to
Because I was
yours.
worried,
Yes,
my
because
little poor little
exactly.
Claire.
Right. Oh my God. That's a great story, Claire. Thank you so much for sharing. And also, wow, for especially about, the self-kind, the kindness of not blowing up, even though you were worried and the habit pattern of worry for you makes you angry, all of that. And yet the metta is so strong. The habit pattern of metta has become so strong
I
not
knew
to
I'd be
blow
okay.
up. Yeah, oh, beautiful. That is so beautiful. And may the habit pattern of worry now get weaker through trust, through letting go. This is beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing, Claire. What a beautiful note to end on.
Thank you.
How
Thank you.
inspiring.
Thank
Thank you.
you.
Woo, I am so moved, everyone, by the practice reports tonight. Wow, what a community. What a community. You rock. Wow. Wow, and it's 7:01. We're a minute. Okay, so I need to dedicate the merit and say, heavens, thank you for your deep, deep dedication. Tonight, all the very many nights, how evenings, mornings, whenever you've been practicing. Wow, may we change our hearts. May we impact the world. One not blowing up, 1 minute, 1 moment of kindness more, 1 moment of worry less. Wow, I am so touched and moved. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free f as a result of our practice, including ourselves. Thanks, everyone. This practice works. Wow. Okay, I'm going to invite you all to unmute yourselves for our cacophonous goodbye. Here we go. Thanks, everyone.
Thank
Thank
you,
you,
Nikki.
Nikki.
Thank you,
Bye,
Nikki.
everyone.
Thank you
See
so
you
much, everyone.
tomorrow.
Oh, thanks,
thank you. Good
everybody.
night,
Have
everyone.
a blessing.
Bye.
Great.
Blessings,
Bye,
blessings,
everyone.
everyone.
Stay
Thank you,
well. Have a
Nikki.
great
Thanks.
week.
Bye.
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 Thank you,
Thanks,
Nikki. We love you.
everyone.
We love you. We love you. We love you.
Aww, and I
Seriously.
love you, and I
And
love
we love being with you.
Ditto, ditto, ditto. I love you, Sangha. Thank you so much. Take good care, everyone. Good night.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.